Daf Yotes Amid Aleph will begin Yud Ches Amid Beis, 10 lines from the bottom of the two dots.
A person should not sell his goods to a Nochri, to a Goy, V'lo Yashilen, V'lo Yalvenu.
He should not lend it to him, he should not sell, he should not lend it. She'ela means that you're lending an item and he returns the same item. Halvo is like a loan, meaning you're lending the item and he can return an equivalent value. It doesn't have to be exactly the same item. It could be the item, it could be that the monetary equivalent of that item, or another keli that has similar value. In either event, you cannot do any of these, lo yitin le b'maton, or even give it to a gift, el kedei she'yigi le beisai. There has to be enough time that he can get to his house before Shabbos. Beisil, so that's not necessary. He doesn't have to get to his home. As long as he's able, there's enough time that he can get to the first house that's needed, to the outskirts of the city, that's next to the wall of the city, that's sufficient. And we'll see in a minute what the issue is over here. Rabbi Kiva says, no, that's not required. It's sufficient to, as long as the Nachri will be able to leave the Yid's house before Shabbos comes in, that's sufficient. And Omer Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, hein divrei Rabbi Kiva, hein divrei Beis Hillel. It says Rabbi Kiva is not a third sheet. Rabbi Kiva is explaining Beis Hillel. There's a machlokes, what does Beis Hillel hold? The Tanakhama holds that the Beis Hillel holds the person, the Nachri, has to get to the house at Samach L'Chaim. Rabbi Kiva says that's not Beis Hillel Shita. Rabbi Kiva holds Beis Hillel says it's sufficient as long as there's enough time before Shabbos comes in that he's out of the Yid's premises, then that's sufficient. Rabbi Kiva is not an independent third Shita. He's just explaining the Shita of Beis Hillel. What is the deen over here? What is the machloikis? What is the issue? Taisus explains, Rashi and Taisus elaborates that we're not dealing over here with the issue that we had in the Mishnah previously with Shvisas Kalim, that Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to give your keli to your vessel to the goy to use on Shabbos because you're commanded to make sure that no malach is done with your kalim. We're not talking about over here. We're talking about, if that would be the case, Beis Shammai would say it's also even it would be on Wednesday or Thursday. We're talking about things which are not in that category. For instance, like a garment, where you put on a coat, a jacket, etc. There's no inyan of Shvisas Kalim, of no malach is being done. What is the issue over here? It looks like the gzeira is, because if the goy is carrying it, and it's right close to Shabbos, it looks like he's carrying it on behalf of the Yid. It looks like he's the shalich of the Yid to do carrying, which is a malach of Yitzhah, on behalf of the Yid. Therefore, Beis Shammai says that you cannot give it to him, or lend it to him, or sell it to him in close proximity to Shabbos. He has to be able, according to Beis Shammai, Elik Shilu Beis, he has to have enough time to get to his house. If there's enough time for him to get to his house, then it looks like he is doing it for himself, he's not doing it for the Yid. And then Zemalochleikis and Beis Hillel, they also agree in principle to this type of gzera, but the question is to what extent. Now, both hold in Beis Hillel that there's no requirement that he gets to his home. Zemalochleikis, is it enough that he just leaves the Yid's house? That's what Rabbi Kiva holds, and then there's no appearance of he's being a shaliach. The Tanakhama holds that Beis Hillel says, no, he has to at least get to a house on the outskirts of the city. In a similar type, in a different context, they say you can't sell your chametz to a goy before Pesach. Beis Shammai says that you have to make sure that your chametz, this was your chametz, even though you're giving it to the goy, it's the goy's, but it has to be enough time that he can consume it and it will not be here when Pesach arrives. Your chametz, you have a chiyuv to make sure that your chametz doesn't exist. So you're giving it to the goy, there has to be enough time that he will consume it. Beis Hillel, I remember now. There's no such requirement. If it's before the Zman HaYisur, then you can sell it to the goy. Rabbi Yehuda is going with the Shita Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yehuda Merkuta Chabavli, well, since
Beis Shammai holds that it has to be consumed before Pesach. If you have kutach habavli, which is a dip that had breadcrumbs and sour milk, it so it was eaten very slowly. It's not consumed quickly. It's just a dip. So there, kutach, v'chol minei kutach, and any types of these dips, also limbikor lamed yom kanam Pesach, since it's consumed very slowly. It's even, according to Beis Shammai, even 30 days before Pesach would be aser, because we can't assume that it will be consumed by Pesach. Now, why 30 days? It might not even be consumed within 30 days. But, as Rashi elaborates, that the chiyuv of biur is not chal more than 30 days. 30 days, when it's shoyel v'darshim binyone Pesach, that's when it's chal, the chiyuv biur, to remove the chametz. Prior to that, there's no chiyuv. So even according to Beis Shammai, earlier, more than 30 days before Pesach is mutar. But this type of a dip that's consumed very slowly, that Beis Shammai would hold that even within 30 days of Pesach, it's also to sell to the goy. You are allowed to give food to a dog in your chatzer, and not leviyatze, and this dog can lie, and even if the dog takes it out, you don't have to worry about that. And you can even give food to a nachri in the chatzer, not la, and viyatze, and this dog can lie, and he can now take it out, and you're not worried that he takes it out. And this is even on Shabbos. So you can even give the food to the dog, even on Shabbos, and you're not worried that he takes it out of your chatzer even on Shabbos. Now, why is that so? We said before that everybody agrees that you can't give kelim, you can't give clothing to the nachri. Even Beis Hillel says it has to be out of your premises before Shabbos begins, because otherwise it'll look like the nachri's doing the shlichus for the yid. So really we have two issues over here. One issue is that why isn't there this problem, the gzera, that if the nachri takes the food out of the premises, why doesn't it look like he's your shaliach? And the second issue is, how can you even allow to do this tircha, to give the food to the dog or to the nachri, to do a tircha on Shabbos, when it would seem to be that you have no obligation to do this? So let's just see if the Gemara continues. So Gemara says, Hasu Lomali. Gemara asks, why do I need the case of both the dog and the Nachri? Hainu Hach. Seemingly, it's the same thing. It's the same din. Gemara says, no. Mao, the same Mahai, Rami Alev, Ahai Loi, Rami Alev, Kamash Malan. You might think it's permitted in the case of a dog because you have an obligation to feed a dog. But you don't have an obligation to feed the Nachri, Kamash Malan, that it's mutar by the Nachri as well. So Tosfos explains over here there's the following matter. That if something that you don't have an obligation, like to feed wild animals, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. It's a tircha yisera, it's not letzarech, so you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Dogs, then we are obligated, we do have somewhat of an obligation to feed them if they have no means of having food. Because the dog has no means of food, and there is the hakaras hatoiv, so to speak, for the dogs that lo yakros kel v'shoina in Mitzrayim by the makas b'chayrus. By the nachrim, we have no obligation to feed them. However, as Tosfos explains, that we are mefarnesim aniyin nachrim with ani Yisrael mivnei darkei shalom. Mivnei darkei shalom, you are allowed to give them tzedakah, so you're allowed to feed them. So over here, since what we're dealing with is a shvus, it's not a deraisa, we do allow the feeding of the nachri to give this tzedakah to nachri on Shabbos. Generally, you cannot be matriach on Shabbos in Leil Tzarech, therefore you can't feed wild animals or birds on Shabbos, but to give food to a dog who does not have other source of food, or to a nachri, it is permitted under these cases. So that is as far as the issue of the tircha. So the Gemara asks, why do we need both cases? You might have thought that the dog, that's mezunos of Allah, you have more an obligation, that's why you're mutter to be matriach with it, but not the nachri. Kamashalom, the nachri also permitted for this type of a reason. We considered under these circumstances that mezunos of Allah. What about the issue about how can you have the nachri take out of your premises on Shabbos? Doesn't he look like he's your shaliach to do it? So
Taisa says over here, we're talking about mezainis, which normally would be consumed on the premises. So even if it happens to be that the nokri takes it off the premises, it doesn't look like it's your shaliach, because we're talking about food that's normally eaten on the premises. People won't assume that he's doing your shlichus. If it happens to be that he takes it out, he's doing it for himself, not for the Yisrael. Ton Rabbanan lo yaskir adam kelev l'nocham erev Shabbos. A person is not permitted to rent out his kelim for a nochri on erev Shabbos. Now Tosfos explains that what we're dealing over here is not the iser of shvisas kelim, because if it would be an iser shvisas kelim, then it would not only be on erev Shabbos. According to Beis Shammai, it would be also even on Thursday and Wednesday. Now here the Brisa says, lo yaskir on kelev l'nocham erev Shabbos b'dal v'hei muter. But on Wednesday and Thursday, it's mutar. So either Taisa says we're not going according to Beis Shammai, where there's no Isser Shvisas Kalim, or we're talking, like we mentioned before, about Kalim, where there's no Isser Shvisas Kalim, like by a garment. So what are we saying over here? That you can't be maskir the Kalim for the Goy and Erev Shabbos. So as Taisa explains over here, what we're discussing is a longer rental period. It was a rental period for a week or a month. So any income that's being derived from this rental is bahavlo. It's swallowed up with the rest of the income that's being received for the other days of the week. It's bahavlo, so it should be mutter. It's mixed in with other income. So the Yid is not telling the Nachri to do anything on Shabbos. There's no Amir LeNachri Shus. He's not instructing him to do anything on Shabbos. He's not receiving income specifically for the Shabbos because it is bahavlo. So what is the issue over here? That it's in such close proximity to Shabbos. If this arrangement is made on Erev Shabbos, it has the appearances, it looks like he's being noitel schar Shabbos. It looks like it's schar Shabbos. It just has those appearances. So that's why over here it's specifically also on Erev Shabbos, not Wednesday or Thursday. So again, the Brisa says, Tan Rabbanu lo yaskir on kelev l'nochri b'Erev Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, sabadal v'hei muter, ki yaitze b'yem mishal chamigras b'yad nochri b'Erev Shabbos. In a similar fashion, one does not send a letter to a nochri. Again, the Isser is on Erev Shabbos, sabadal v'hei muter, but on Wednesday and Thursday, it is muter. He can do it Wednesday or Thursday, but not on Erev Shabbos. If he does it on Erev Shabbos, it looks like he's the shaliach, and he's doing it on behalf of the Yid. Amr lovel Rav Yosi HaKohen, Amr lovel Rav Yosi HaChos Shalei Nimsek, Sav Yad V'Yad Nochri Mi'olam. There never was a letter of theirs in the hands of a Nochri. Never, not even at the beginning of the week. They were so concerned that would have the appearances of the Nochri doing it on behalf of the Yid, being a shaliach V'Yid, to deliver on Shabbos, that they never handed over any of their letters to the Nochri. Ton Rabbanan Ein Mishalchem Igros B'Yad Nochri Erev Shabbos. The Brisa says that you do not send a letter with Nochri on Erev Shabbos, Elam Ken Kotzes Leidomim, unless a price was fixed. If there was a fixed price for the Nochri to do it, then if he has a fixed price and he's not working by the hour, then it doesn't have any appearance that he's doing it for the Yid. His price is fixed. It doesn't matter when he does it. And therefore, he's doing it, it's considered, it's viewed as he's doing it for himself. If he does it on Shabbos, that's his choice. So he doesn't have the appearances of being the shaliach of the Yid. Beis Shammai amrim kedei sheyegei lebeis. Beis Shammai says there has to be enough time that he can reach his destination, has to reach his house. So we'll see how that stems with the Reish. The more we'll discuss the Beis Hillel. They say no, he doesn't have to reach his destination as long as to get to any house that's close to the wall of the city. Well, what do you mean? The Reish said that it was kotzos. It's a set fee, a set price. So if there's a set price, the guy is doing it on his own. So why does he have to be able to reach his destination or any destination? Whatever he does, he's doing on his own volition. Amar Rav Sheshes, this is half silver. V'im loy kotzas, if it was not kotzas, if they didn't set the price, Beis Shammai amar shegei lebeisa, then Beis Shammai says there has to be enough time that he can get to his destination. Beis Hillel loy amar shegei lebeisa samach l'chaima, that no, he doesn't have to reach his house, any house that's close to the wall of the city. Frank the Gemara, how can you learn that way? The Reisha says
you cannot send it. It says that you cannot send the letter. It cannot be unless you kaitzes. Ein mishalchem igris smashma, that it's unequivocal. Moransas loikasha. Ah, the kavua beidoyar b'masa. Ah, the loikavua beidoyar b'masa. When does it have to be that it has to be kotzots, that you have to set the price? If there is no beidoyar b'masa, the way Rashi learns it, it's the house of the mayor. They used to deliver the letters to the mayor. Others, other Rishonim, learned that it's like a post office. So in either event, if there is a beidoyar in the city, there's a destination where letters are delivered. Then we say, even if there is no kotzas, they didn't set the price, there's no stipulation on the price, it still could be mutter as long as there's enough time, according to Beis Shammai, to get to the beidoyar, or Beis Hillel says, to any house in the city. So if there is kotzas, according to Beis Hillel, you can, right before Shabbos, it can be delivered, if it's kotzas. If it's not kotzas, but there's a beidoyar, then as long as there's enough time to either to get to that post office or the mayor's house or to any house in the city, according to Beis Hillel, then it's also mutter. But if there's no kotzas, there's no stipulation and no beidoyar, then it is osir on Erev Shabbos. That's the ratio that says that it's osir. If it's not kotzas, it's osir completely on Erev Shabbos, where it's not kotzas and there's no beidoyar. Ton Rabbanon, a different halacha, a new halacha entirely. Ton Rabbanon ein mafligim besvina pachas megimel yom kainel Shabbos. To go on a ship within 3 days of Shabbos is also. It has to be before that, earlier than that. What is the issue about going on traveling on a ship? Rishonim have different explanations. Some say because you might get seasick and therefore you'll shter the einik Shabbos and the kavod of Shabbos. Tosfos mentions that it's included in the Isser of like swimming, and that's part of that Isser of not swimming on Shabbos. Other Rishonim say because he might be in situations where he has to repair the ship, pikuach nefesh, to do any kind of melacha, al kolponim, within 3 days of Shabbos, it's also to go travel on a ship or a boat. But that's only if it's not for a mitzvah. Aval dvar mitzvah, shapir dami. Then, it's bar mitzvah, it is permitted. But you make an arrangement with the nochri to stop and not travel on Shabbos, but if he doesn't, you don't have to worry about that. You make a stipulation, but it does not have to be enforced. He says it's not required. That's not required. That is a very close journey. It's not far. And therefore, that is mutter even on Erev Shabbos. Ton Rabbon, we say, ain sodin ala yorish on nochem pachsim gimel yom. In a similar fashion, we say you don't wage a war on the cities of Nochrim within 3 days of Shabbos. Also, within 3 days of Shabbos, you don't wage a battle. So ain sodin ala yorish on nochem pachsim gimel yom karam le Shabbos. But if they did, you don't stop the battle. Until you conquer it, until you completely overrun it, even if it falls on Shabbos. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, as far as giving the clothes to the launderers, so they were machmir like Beis Shammai in this manner, and they said that they did not give it in close proximity to Shabbos, and even white clothing, which take a longer time to launder, they refrained from 3 days before Shabbos. Tanya Amar Tzarek Kach Hayim in Hagash Lbeis Rabban Gamliel Shai Nesim Kli Lavan Lekayvus Gimel Yom Kaidim LeShabbos. They made sure that it was at least three days before Shabbos, because since it takes a long time to launder the white clothing, and they had that concern that he might do it on Shabbos. So they're machmir like Beis Shammai. Utzvuim Afil Be'er Shabbos, but ones that are tzvuim, that are dyed, that are colored, there the launderer, it doesn't have to take that much time, it's not that difficult, so they were handed it over even Erev Shabbos. And we learn from there that the white clothing is harder to launder, more difficult, than the dyed one, the colored ones. He gave certain clothing to the launderer to clean. So, and it was tzviyah, it was colored. It was a color clothing. He gave it in to the cleaners. Omrle kama boiselavat. He asked, how much are you charging for this? Omrle kidachivra, the same charge as the white clothing. Omrle, he said to him, kvar kenuch rabbanan. We already got taught earlier, we were taught by the rabbanan, and that what you're saying is not true. And therefore, because what we just learned that to launder white clothing is much more difficult. So the charge for my colored clothing should not be the same as for the white clothing. It should be less. If a person gives his clothing to the cleaners, to the launderer, he should measure it when he gives it in. And when he takes it back, he should also measure it to make sure that it wasn't stretched or it didn't shrink. Because if it's longer, then he caused him a loss, because he stretched it out. And if it's less, then he also caused him a loss, the kafsin, because he shrunk it. So he should be careful and measure it when he gives it in and when he takes it back.